Now, what do you make also of the news that electricity users, that's you, me and everybody else, who requires power to power their homes, turn on the lights and heat things this Christmas and beyond? Well, we're going to face price increases next year of up to €1.75 per month on bills to pay for a major upgrade to the national grid, which could cost €19 billion. The CRU, the Commission for Regulation of Utilities, has sanctioned increases of spending of an initial €13.8 billion by ESB Networks and Airgrid. That's the body that manages our electricity network here in Ireland. If the two organisations meet regulatory targets, the CRU will allow spending to increase to €18.9 billion over the coming 5 years. Initially, €1 will be applied to bills every month before VAT. This could rise to €1.75 if spending is allowed to rise to that higher ceiling of around €19 billion. Domestic users will pay 55% of the costs, businesses 45% of the costs. Network charges to electricity users make up 25 to 30% of the average customer's bill. And what it's going to pay for is the building of 300,000 new homes by 2030. That's to allow for that. The connection of 1 million electric vehicles and 680,000 heat pumps to the grid. It will also be used for electrification of public transport projects, including Dublin's Metrolink, and increased use of electric buses. The grid will be upgraded to prepare for storms and the effects of climate change, and reinforced to handle increased power from wind and solar power. Now, the state is also pitching in around €3.5 billion, and between €4 and €5 billion will be raised from the bond market to pay for all these projects to increase the resilience and increase the power load that we're capable of carrying on our network. What do you make of it? Give us your views on it at 0667123666. You can text and WhatsApp us your thoughts on it this morning. Dr. Paul Dean is a senior lecturer in clean energy futures at University College Cork and a researcher at the Mary Centre for Energy, Climate and the Marine, and is with me on the line. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Look, am I confusing this, or is this another addition to the PSO levy that people will be aware of that's been in operation and been on our bills for many years now?
No, you set it out well, Jory, but it's a little bit different, I suppose. Look, in many ways, look, first of all, to acknowledge this is a huge amount of money, but in many ways, Jory, look, it's necessary, needed and very urgent. So what the energy regulator do is that every 5 years they kind of look at how the grid is doing, what needs to be spent in terms of refurbishment, in terms of upgrade, and then they go out and they ask ESB and they go ask others, well, how much do we need to spend and what has it been used for? And I suppose there's been kind of two things over the last 5 years, Jory, that have really kind of driven the motivation for the significant investment. I suppose the first thing would have been back in 2022 with the invasion of Ukraine. We saw electricity prices absolutely skyrocket here in Ireland. And that primarily is due to the fact that Ireland, we burn more natural gas for electricity than any other European country. So that really exposed, I suppose, Ireland's reliance on relying on others to produce energy and fuel for us and burning it here. So part of this investment here is to help Ireland move away from natural gas to help us generate our own electricity from wind and solar and offshore, etc. So that's part of it. And the other thing, I suppose, in as well, Jerry, that really kind of really crystallised, I suppose, this investment was back a few months ago, back in February now, I suppose, with Storm Éowyn, when we saw the devastating impacts of what can happen when old infrastructure, old ESB poles, old power lines are hit with very extreme and strong wind speeds. So the other portion of this investment, Jerry, is just to drag, I suppose, a lot of our electricity grid. And look, a lot of the grid that we see around Ireland and around Kerry was built in the 60s and 70s. If you look outside your office this morning, or if you're at home, you'll see the ESB poles, the power lines. A lot of those around the country are very old and they're not resilient. Yeah. They're not able to stand up to extreme weather. And, you know, with everything's kind of going smart now with apps and with solar and charging and all this. So there's an element of modernizing it as well. So the investment is large, Jerry, but it's very necessary in terms of just making sure that the lights can be on when we need it and also making sure that we can get control over the cost of electricity. So unfortunately in life, you sometimes have to spend money to save money.
Yeah, and the question is, I suppose, that money being needed, a little bit gathered from everybody to pay the bigger bill, and if it does what it's promising to do, in other words, limits or reduces the amount of time that we're without power at key periods because of storms, will it be worth it, is the question. And also, by the way, allowing more renewables to be brought onto the grid when they're built, that all will happen if this money is spent. That's the idea anyway.
Exactly, but you know, Jerry, I think it's not really a question that we can afford to do or not to do. I think it's money that just has to be spent. You're just reflecting that how old the infrastructure that we have around Ireland is. Those ESB poles, the wires that we have, that does need to be modernised. Now, it's a huge amount of money. You know, 19 billion is an astronomical amount of money, and it's very hard to get kind of grips with that. But the thing that's different about when you put money into the grid, number one, the grids typically last for about 50 or 60 years, so this isn't being paid back all 1 year. That cost of 19 billion has been spread over a 40 and 50 year period. And as well, Jerry, we've got millions of homes, about 2 million homes, so it's spread over that. And then there's millions of units of electricity. So that 19 billion kind of translates roughly, as you said, into between €1, €1.50 per month into our electricity bills. Now, I have heard some commentary this morning saying that this means our bills will go up. That's not entirely true. We don't, the honest answer there, Jerry, is that we don't really know whether our bills will go up or not in the future because of this charge. And that relates to the fact that, and you kind of touched on it there, these what we call network charges, which are the costs for moving electricity around the country, they're about a third of our electricity bill. The other third is the cost of making electricity. So over the next couple of years, well, certainly the cost of moving electricity around the country will increase by €1, up to €2 a month for this investment. The cost of making electricity could actually go down. No, it could go up as well. And this relies, it comes back to the fact that Ireland burns so much natural gas to generate our electricity here. If natural gas prices go down, we would expect our bills to come down with that. So it's not a given, Jerry, that our bills will go up. It's kind of, this is kind of a segment of cost that's hidden within our bills. But in my perspective, I suppose, it's money that's well spent. We're investing in our future. We're investing in our communities. We're investing in our farms, because we all know the consequences of what happens when the electricity isn't there and when the electricity is too expensive.
Yeah. Is part of the problem here, though, the timing of it? SSE Electricity, Bord Gáis Energy, Pinergy, Flowgas, Energia, ESB, all coming up in the last couple of months with 9, 10, 13% increases in the price of electricity, which means people will be paying anything from 10 to 18 euros plus monthly on the price of electricity, at least initially in 2025. That it's going to feel like more pain for people on top of already price increases.
Yeah, you know, you're spot on. Like, the timing is terrible and the optics of these things are very important. And again, but it just comes back to the fact that, unfortunately, the investment is necessary. Part of the challenge that we're facing, I suppose, in this kind of price review period over the next 5 years is that we haven't invested enough in the electricity grid in Ireland over the last 10 or 15 years. And particularly, Jerry, actually, when we came out of the Celtic Tiger era, there was huge plans to invest in the grid because there was projected population growth. We saw all the houses that we would need. But then, of course, we all remember in 2008, 2012, what happened, the crash came. So a lot of the investments that we should have made back then was actually delayed because we couldn't actually afford it. So unfortunately, now that's kind of coming back to catch up on us. The investments that we should have made 10 years ago, which would have been a lot cheaper if you imagine the cost of building a house or buying anything 10 years ago versus the cost of now. So you've got the inflationary impact as well, Jerry, that's caught up and it's kind of magnified the cost that we need today. But you're spot on. Look, the timing is terrible. But if we don't make this investment, you know, with extreme weather, with extreme geopolitics, we're just leaving ourselves that little bit more exposed. And look, a euro per month, for a lot of people, it will be fine. For an awful lot more, it will be kind of the straw that breaks the camel's back. And that's something we should acknowledge and consider as well.
Yeah, okay. Paul, I don't want to strike it too depressing a note, notwithstanding what you're saying about how necessary this is and the upgrade sounds, you know, that it needs to happen. It's going to have to be done anyway if you're to have a modern, resilient network. But every time I think about investing in electricity and the infrastructure, I think of the North-South Interconnector, first proposed in 2006, still facing a legal challenge in 2025. It's fine to put aside the money, but will we get a chance to spend it?
Yeah, and you're right. Look, and I suppose I think I was just going into college when the North-South Interconnector was being talked about. That's been a kind of a legacy project that's been going on for ages. You know, highly contentious, highly political, very emotive project. But
two jurisdictions, two legal systems.
Oh, and massive legal costs, and a massive division within the communities up there as well. But we have been successful in other stuff as well, Jory. You know, we have been managed in building infrastructure. We have been managed in some of the projects on Kerry down here in West Cork where I have. They have managed to deliver on certain projects. So not all infrastructure is as divisive as the North-South interconnector, but certainly if we're not able to build stuff, the consequence then that we have to face is, well, how are we going to keep the lights on in the next stormy winter, or if the price of natural gas comes up again? So there is a trade-off definitely between the infrastructure that we need to invest and the consequences and the cost of not investing as well. But look, none of these things are very easy, but that needs to be balanced, I suppose, with the necessity of why we are doing this.
Okay, and that is part of it, I suppose. Just a final point on it, and those projects, you know, hopefully will come on and come on stream on time, and maybe we'll have learned lessons from the North-South Interconnector into how it's spent. But will there be, the question would be, will there be, you know, tracking of this, I guess, that we'll be able to see what the progress is in terms of how this money is spent and what's delivered, so people will understand what's happening, why they're pay, if they are to pay more, as you say, or maybe not, that we know where the money is going as it's being done.
Yeah, and that's very important, because you know, things can go with these projects, things can go kind of off track very quickly. So there is quarterly tracking and annual tracking of all these projects. I suppose the other thing I would say as well, Jerry, well, the North-South Interconnector was a big kind of, they're the big kind of huge pylons that you see up there, and they're kind of similar to the pylons that we see in North Kerry coming over the Tarbert Power Station. Most of the investment of the 19 billion actually, Jerry, is for the smaller wires, for the kind of the ESB poles, the wooden poles, the small wires outside our homes along our roads. They tend to be less contentious because it's replacing existing infrastructure that is there already rather than rolling out new infrastructure. But certainly the cost of these things, keeping an eye on inflation, making sure we're getting value for money, is a big part of this investment. And look, hopefully it will go well. This is the start of it. But again, I always kind of think of that if we're not able to make this investment, we often forget that the grid that we operate now in 2022 was kind of built in the 1970s, and it's just not fit for purpose. It's not fit for the modern economy that we have, and we'll have to grasp a little at some time and kind of bite the bullet and make this investment.
Okay. All right, Paul, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us in the programme this morning. That is Dr. Paul Dean there with his view on this addition to electricity bills to pay for infrastructure upgrades and resilience in our electricity network. Dr. Paul Dean, Senior Lecturer in Clean Energy Futures at University College Cork.